Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem has mild breezes, perfect for an afternoon stroll. In Haifa, it's a pleasant day with temperatures comfortable enough to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF and Shin Bet struck Hamas weapon sites hidden in Gaza mosques earlier today. 5 storage facilities and a launch site were targeted. Also, JNS says the IDF apprehended a terror suspect near Jenin earlier this hour. This thwarted a potential attack. The suspect's family has a violent history. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, despite Trump's threats, Qatar has yet to decide on joining an economic blockade on Iran. Their position remains unformulated. Separately, The Forward reports Prime Minister Netanyahu released his phone number in a campaign video. He invited Israelis to contact him directly. And finally, Axios reports Syria and Israel are working to reduce tensions after an airbase bombing. Syria called the strike unjustified, while Israel defended its actions. Here's what people are saying online. Andrew Fox, a commentator, posted just minutes ago criticizing media coverage of the Gaza issue. He believes it's easy to understand why Israelis are concerned about kites. Adam Lewis Klein, a social media user, commented 14 minutes ago on a journalist's lack of knowledge about anti-Zionism's history. He mentioned specific historical events. I24 News English reported 19 minutes ago that Netanyahu has ordered the evacuation of UNRWA's Jerusalem headquarters. This is due to employee involvement in recent events. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in Gaza, Ynet reports that the IDF and Shin Bet targeted Hamas weapon sites hidden within mosques earlier today. This operation uncovers the use of religious sites for storing rockets and explosives. It's a significant move in the ongoing conflict with Gaza, aiming to dismantle Hamas's military capabilities. Turning to the arrest near Jenin, JNS highlights that the IDF detained a terror suspect earlier this hour, preventing a potential attack. The suspect's father died in an attempted stabbing, and his brother was involved in a deadly incident in Tel Aviv last year. This arrest underscores the ongoing threat and efforts to maintain security in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports Qatar's indecision on the economic blockade against Iran. Despite pressure from international actors, Qatar has not yet aligned itself with the new sanctions. This plays a crucial role in Middle Eastern geopolitics, affecting diplomatic relations and economic strategies. In Tel Aviv, The Forward notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu shared his phone number in a campaign video, inviting Israelis to contact him with problems. This unusual move comes amid a campaign push, reflecting his direct approach to voter engagement. Finally, on the diplomatic front, Axios reports that Syria and Israel are attempting to ease tensions following a bombing at a Syrian airbase. While Syria condemned the strike, Israel justified it as necessary. This development indicates a fragile truce in a historically volatile relationship. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that 24 apartments will be demolished in Rehovot, making way for 66 new ones. The Bardugo Group leads these development projects, reflecting ongoing urban renewal efforts. Separately, Globes highlights that Haifa Airport has maintained timely operations amid chaos at Ben-Gurion Airport. This raises questions about Haifa's potential to alleviate passenger congestion in the future. And finally, KeyTech discusses China's humanoid robots, which have outpaced Usain Bolt. These robots, showcased in Beijing, are shifting focus to practical applications in industry, highlighting advances in robotics technology. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.